is Billy Brown, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and we are looking into the book of the Revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. John, in the cover letter to the seven churches, writes, verse 4, chapter 1, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come. Everybody receiving this letter knows that this is the eternal, the name of God, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. He was, he is to come. This is from the eternal and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. You might call the book of Revelation the book of the throne. We're going to see many, many correlations between the book of Revelation and the throne of God. And the seven spirits which are before his throne are the revelations, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit himself. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later on. So it's from God the Father, the Creator, the Eternal, and it's from the Holy Spirit, and it's from, verse 5, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead. He's the resurrected Lord. This is the only book we have in the Bible of the resurrected Lord. I mean that he just specifically speaks out. He's speaking when he was in his earthly walk in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But this is the book of Revelation from the mouth of the resurrected Lord, still speaking to one of those apostles and still speaking to his servants, you and me. That's why we have to read what he wants us to read and know the blessing of it. And this letter is from the Father. It's from the Spirit. It's from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. King James actually says, loosed us. It's good to be free, isn't it? Who loosed us from our sins in his own blood. King James reads, and he made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, actually, what it says here, some have had the idea that some people are kings and some people are priests, and that's not it at all. He has made us, this is what it literally says, a kingdom of priests, a royal priesthood. Jesus Christ is the HaKohen HaGadol, the high priest, and we are priests under the high priest. We are priests unto God, worshiping and serving and ministering to him, but then we also are priests of intercession for the peoples of this earth. So he calls us a kingdom of priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Right away then it tells us he's coming again. Behold, verse 7, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. The coming of Jesus Christ, the second coming, is divided into two parts. It will cover a 7-year period. At the first, all time is divided into 7-year parts, 7-year cycles, ending in a Shemitah year, or a year that you let the land rest. This is, you can follow this in Leviticus chapter 25. God there divided times. He divided the years into weeks of years. And he told the Jews at the end of every 7 years, let the land rest. And then 7 times 7, which would be 49 years, add another year and you'll have the Jubilee, the 50th year. Oh, that 25th chapter, like the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, is filled with prophetic promise. But here we're going to be, he's talking not about the first part of his coming. In verse 7, those 7 years of the second coming of the Lord, at the beginning of the 7 years is the rapture of the church. Then the church goes into the heavenlies with him, and action is taking place on the earth. Here in the book of Revelation, we're going to see both parts covered. We will eventually see what's going on in heaven during those 7 years, and we will eventually see what's going on earth in those 7 years. And the end of those 7 years, he's going to come. He's going to put down his feet up on the Mount of Olives. You can read this in Zechariah chapter 12, Zechariah chapter 14. And every eye shall see him. Now, when he comes for the church, in the rapture of the church, every eye won't see him. That will be like a secretive coming, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when we meet him in the air. But when he comes and sets his feet on the earth, every eye will see him, and they which pierced him, they shall also see him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. There will be in the environs of those who pierced him, the remnant of the Jews in Jerusalem. They're going to look upon him. They're going to have a mourning, godly mourning, works repentance. And then there'll be a fountain opened to them. And that the earthly Jews, I'm talking about those who are the remnant on the earth when Jesus returns, they will have a fountain open to them for cleansing. And you can read about that in Zechariah 12, Zechariah 14. But this is the end of this that 7 years, and he's talking about he's coming. He's going to begin this book with telling you he's coming. He's going to end this book with telling you he's coming. This book is a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ and of those events which precede his coming. Bless the Lord. Now, Jesus says in this letter and in this revelation, one thing he did not say, I can guarantee you right now, if I was a betting woman, and I'm not, I don't think the Lord would want me to do it anyway. Jesus did not say, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. That's Greek. Jesus, when he addressed Paul on the road to Damascus, he spoke in the Hebrew tongue, Paul said. Jesus spoke when he was on earth, Aramaic. The peoples of Israel spoke Aramaic, which is a mixture of Hebrew and the language of Aram. And so he would have spoken to them in, he did not say, I am the Aleph and I am the Omega. He would have said, I am the Aleph and I am the Tav. I invite you to look at your Bible Aleph Bet, your Bible ABC book, you might say, Aleph Bet Gimel book, Psalm 119. The first letter is Aleph, and the second letter is Tav. The New Testament was written in Greek because it was the trade language of the day, just as English is now. But when Jesus was in the earth, he spoke Aramaic. If you saw the movie, The Passion, they had him speaking Aramaic. But the New Testament writers were Hebrews. And while the language of the manuscripts we have is Greek, the thoughts and idioms are Hebrew. If there are some things that are a little hard to understand, unless you do understand the idioms of the Hebrew and Aramaic language. Paul, as I told you, when he was on the road to Damascus, he said, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Shaul, Shaul, why persecutest thou me? So when Jesus came and he gave this revelation of himself, he did not say, I am the Aleph and I am the Alpha and the Omega. He would have said, I am the Aleph and I am the Tav. If you would look at your Psalm 119, you can see the first letter Aleph, the last letter Tav. Jesus would identify, he identified himself as a word from Genesis 1:1. Oh, I wish I had I recently taught this on Believer's Voice of Victory. And I think that's going to be shown in October. And I showed the Aleph, and I showed the Tav, and I showed Genesis 1:1. And there is, in Genesis 1:1, a word that is not translated into English. In Genesis 1:1, of course, we have in the King James Bible, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But in the Hebrew Bible, it reads, in the beginning, God created et the heavens and et the earth. They don't even try to translate that word. The word is Aleph Tav. It is a specific word. And it points out, you could even think of it like this, though this is so low. That word et could be like A to Z. A to Z, I created everything. Everything there is, A to Z. And remember, he created it with words. Words make up of letters. And so he said, Jesus identified himself as the Aleph and the Tav of Genesis 1:1. This word, which is untranslatable into English, is pronounced et. It is made up of the first letter Aleph and the last letter Tav. If we included it in the English and left it untranslated, Genesis 1:1 would read, In the beginning, God created et the heavens and et the earth. It reads in Hebrew, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim v'et haaretz. This word points out exactness. It points out thoroughness. From A to Z, all there is, I am, Jesus said. I am the Aleph, and I am the Tav of Genesis 1:1. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the Aleph. I am the Tav. And then look what Jesus does in verse 8. I am the Aleph, and I am the Tav, the beginning and the ending, which saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Jesus identifies himself as the Aleph and the Tav, and he identifies himself as the God who was, who is, and who is to come. I personally believe that the name that was bestowed upon him, which is above all names, was a connection with his name Yeshua, with the name Yahweh. I believe that just as we have Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, we have Yahweh Yeshua. We have him connected, the great second person of the Godhead, as one with the first person of the Godhead. Jesus identified himself as I am the Aleph, I am the Tav, verse 8, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come. Hallelujah. We trust that you'll be with us while we're studying the book of Revelation. And to get the most out of this, you need to go back to Monday and hear how we were inspired by Brother Hilton Sutton. You can get our radio on archive at billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. And just go to the radio archives and begin with the very first one. I think this one where we talked about the name. You're going to have the Aleph and the Tav. You're going to have to get your Bible and look at it yourself. So this is Billy Brim inviting you to come back tomorrow and be with us for another study of the wonderful book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ.